And at 8:56, it's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. Kurt Kimmel pinch hitting for Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Kurt, good morning. Looks like so far beans look like the best performer here in the early going.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where it's kind of mixed so far, but beans continue to hang in there. There's ideas that we could see a little bean business pick up. That's been the thorn in the side of the bean complex. And on export news, we've not really seen Asia step forward and pick up the business that they've done in the past and through here. Also, too, we saw the good to excellent category drop about 2% in yesterday afternoon's report. I don't know if that's a major issue or not, but we're seeing some buying interest come in. They're putting on the spread, buying the beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat, unwinding some of those positions again. Trade's kind of caught between $8 beans and $9 beans, so we'll continue to see them fight it out longer term on which direction we're going to go in through here. Corn just a little easier. Corn harvest activities picked up fairly well. Just a few beans being pulled out. Bean yields anywhere from 45 to 70 bushels. Corn yields just all over the map still. We've heard a lot of 170, 190. On the high end, there's been some 260, 290 bushel corn, and low end, you know, 20, 30 bushel corn. For the most part, yields are anywhere from 10 to 30% below a year ago. A lot of that guys are talking, you know, 60, 70 bushels below last year's record crop. So we'll continue to monitor that as we go. As we move forward through here today, see if some export news picks up or not. We'll have the NOPA crush report tomorrow, looking for a strong crush number. Looking for FSA numbers to come out. Trade's still looking at 200, 300,000 less corn acres, a million less bean acres. Overnight, Chinese market a little lower, so that could keep a lid on things here as we move in throughout today's trade. Currently, corn futures are anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower. Beans, 4 to 6 higher. Wheat market's down about 8. Got the cattle up 50. Hogs up 130. In the outside markets, we've got the October crude oil up 75 cents a barrel at 44.75. Natural gas down 50 at 27.53. October gold futures down about 240, 11.05. Silver's down about 4 cents. Dollar index is a little higher. September Dow's up 46 at 16.427. The bonds are down 101 at 153.30. More market information, call us at Bates.